And here we go. Righto.
Righto. Have you seen Hobbs and Shaw?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't? It's no. Good.
It's a movie. Okay.
We got to watch the last hour and a half. Why don't we throw it on after this?
I wrote the whole movie while doing karate.
Really?
Yeah.
You wrote it?
I wrote the movie and I directed the movie.
Nice, dude.
A lot of people don't realize that.
And you, when you're Jason Statham?
I think so. Yeah. I can't remember.
That's awesome, Jason.
Transporter.
So didn't they start doing the Hobbs and Shaw movies because Vin Diesel and The Rock hate each other so much?
I think so. There's too much sexual tension.
Yeah, and you know what? Vin Diesel can fuck off.
Really?
The Rock brings so much to that franchise.
Mm.
Vin Diesel is dead weight.
Wow.
That's true. He got in at the beginning.
Dead weight?
Yeah.
He's the emotional center of the movies.
Well, I mean, the best entry in the series, he's only in it for one scene at the end. I'm talking about Tokyo Drift. That's right.
Right. That's fair. But The Rock's not in that either, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they brought in The Rock, they really changed direction.
They did.
It became less of a franchise about family,
which is what I
love,
cool
cars, and it became more of like a heist, like a sort of like Dirty Dozen, like heist super action squad franchise.
Which I like those films in
that's why they did it, is to get guys like you to watch them,
right?
Because
right.
The movies used to just be for Hispanic teenagers,
right, guys who were fucking working on their Civics.
Oh my god, can you believe this? Like, they had the Honda, but also they had the 180SX.
Yeah,
can you imagine if you had like. Imagine if you could have like both of those cars, man.
That would be fucking sick. Like,
but that's like, they did that in the movie. Uh-huh. Like, there's a guy who has like, he's got the 180SX, but he's also got, and you know, they did the SR, they got the SR swap in that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also got like, but he's also got like a Prelude.
A prelude.
Yeah, he's Preludes got like a cool. Like a prelude.
Yeah. I remember a while ago, I think he said like best type of guy to be, kind of guy whose girlfriend wears a Von Dutch hat and drops a bandana to kick off a street race.
Yeah.
That's a bad bitch.
Guys who aspired to that.
I've been that guy.
My girlfriend's busy tonight. She's hosting a race.
Yeah. With her. I've been that guy before.
They can't afford lights, so they need breasts.
Yeah.
Adam, you've been that guy?
Yeah, but I didn't have a car, so.
You didn't have a car?
No.
What were you racing for?
Shit, I wasn't racing for anything.
Oh, your girlfriend was just the center of attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was just slutting it up for the guys.
When I was a kid, I played Cruising USA. At the end, there's a woman that comes out, and she, like, shakes her tits.
Yeah.
And I was always intimidated by that. I was like, I'm never going to be in a crowd of people and see tits.
if you beat Cruising USA on the hardest difficulty level, you can fuck her at the end. That's awesome. It's like Custer's Revenge.
That's what I did in my life. Life is kind of...
And then there's a
white
guy. Level.
White guys, you're kind of playing on easy mode.
Dude, you should do a bit about that.
Yeah. I saw it on Tumblr. They had this analogy for how white guy privilege is kind of like playing life on easy mode.
Right.
Wow, like a video game.
Yeah.
I never thought about life as
a video never game. Heard of that analogy.
That's
either.
Clever.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know what I heard about Cruising USA? If you unlock the super extra hard mode, there you can play as Al Pacino and suck guys off at every single rest stop you stop at.
Mm-hmm.
You go that kind
of show.
You do Cruising USA.
Yeah. It brings out of the meatpacking district. Yeah. You can drive anywhere in the
San Francisco.
San Francisco. I hope there's some cum here.
Knock, knock. I'm here to suck dick.
Hips or lips, honey. Hips or lips.
That movie is... Oh, gosh.
That's a great fucking flick.
It's so good.
I just saw a guy.
Yeah.
And he's got a great ass. that I want to fuck. And I want to stick my dick all the way up it.
Who fucked me in my ass? Was it you?
Just when I thought I was straight, they make me suck dick again.
They suck my dick again. I get my dick sucked by a man again. fuck. Say hello to my little ass dick.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let's think of more.
That gets hard when I see a man. Uh-huh. something like that.
Yeah.
Adam, you want one? Do one?
I was just thought of one, but I think Nick's already done it on the show.
So just try it.
The inch by inch speech from...
What? Look, instead of saying it, give it your best shot.
Yeah, just do what you... Because I don't remember saying it. So.
I'm sure we've done this joke exactly.
No, I don't think...
Inch by inch, I'm taking his cock into my ass.
There you go.
See? Yeah, did you need the fucking...
You know, being outside of the city, I feel a lot more loose.
A lot
you
more
know,
loose,
like I can try out some bits.
Try different stuff.
Throw pasta at a wall, see what sticks, you know?
There's no laws up here. It's just fucking speeding.
We're in international waters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We were thinking about getting a yacht. I found one. 55.
So we could fuck guys in international waters and we wouldn't be gay.
It's not gay. In the
it's not gay.
We found a 55-foot yacht.
But also if you get pussy in international waters, that doesn't count either. So it's a double-edged sword.
It is.
And then I can gamble on, you know, who's going to come first.
That's right.
And it's just, you know, no
let's
laws.
Wait about, think, maybe about 10 minutes, maybe, before we talk about stuff we can gamble on.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
So give it 10 minutes and then...
Let me check my brain. Nope.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, no more. There's not going to be any kind of gambling for the rest of the year.
Oh, okay. Gambling is canceled.
It's Christmas today, isn't it? What's today, Nick?
Today is December 23rd.
Wow, really?
2025.
Wow.
I just got to say, though, I'm so glad COVID's over.
Yeah,
I mean, COVID's over. I see they're in mid-November.
Yeah.
It's done.
Thank God Joe Biden solved it.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, he's a president. He believes in science.
Well, Kamala solved it, and Joe took the credit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like a mayo-ass white boy
did
would.
You see that
people Hillary were getting sick, and now they're getting pussy.
Did you see that thing that Hillary tweeted today?
I thought we were all going to get sick, but we got pussy instead.
Everybody's getting pussy.
Everybody's getting pussy. We're going to make it so everybody gets a piece of pussy.
What'd you say, Adam? Hillary tweeted something?
Oh, yeah. I didn't click on it, but Hillary tweeted out an article that said,
you did.
Other countries have a social safety net. We've got women.
Oh, my fucking God.
And I thought that was pretty good.
That's true.
So, I don't even know what that means.
It means
women have stopped me from getting sick many times in my life. So I've never even used the health insurance I have because I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right,
I think Hillary's saying if you get pussy, you don't need student loan debt forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
If you get enough pussy, which I do, by the way, but I don't know if that applies to you.
You don't have to pay your loans?
Because I get so much pussy. I just tell Sally Mae or whoever the fuck.
That you're a pussy getting
that
savage.
I'm like,
that's why the student loan crisis happened is because...
Not enough pussy to go around.
Well, you Sally Mae, who respects that?
I'm not paying some bitch back.
Bitch can't...
Sally, come over here.
Bitch better have my money.
Right.
I don't know no Sally
like
Mae.
Black pussy on my dick.
You know we don't know that Sally Mae's black.
Yeah, none like black pussy.
I was thinking Sally.
Word to the motherfucking DJ quick.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the quote. What'd you say, Adam?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Sally Mae, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Fanny.
Fanny Mae? Mm-hmm. You think I'm going to pay some British ass? The word for British ass?
Yeah,
it's actually pussy.
Pussy?
Yeah, Fanny means pussy.
Fanny means pussy?
Yeah, if you Google cheeky Fanny.
Awesome.
Which sounds like
it's a pussy?
Which sounds like a gay guy that's like spreading rumors in the office.
Right.
But it actually means just like a big fat old pussy.
Really?
Wow, I kind of like a cheeky Fanny.
You like a big fat sloppy puss?
Why not? It's fun. But
when you say fat, do you mean the lips or the pussy part around it? You know where there's just a different...
Vulva is the word.
Yeah,
is
the
that
vulva.
What, is that what...
The vulva.
Classic joke, what do you call the useless skin around a woman or, you know...
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's a classic sexist joke.
Yeah.
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
What's that?
You beat the shit out of it. Something like that. I forget what
it is. It's nothing.
No, it's that classic
nothing
joke.
You already told her twice.
You know that.
Right. Yeah, now you beat her.
Which
up.
We don't condone. We didn't write that joke, and that's not the kind of joke we stand for around here.
You know what Pontiac stands for.
Yeah, here's another joke.
No, we're not. I don't know. No one needs to know. And we'll keep it moving. Go ahead, Will. Yeah. Will has the floor.
No
one's heard it.
He'll give us a report
on the left.
Or say on my own podcast is, how are women and bowling balls similar?
How's that?
Because you fill all three holes and leave them in the gutter.
No,
that's not funny, by the way.
I'm not laughing at it. Yeah.
My favorite joke, actually.
And I think I've said it before, my favorite street joke of all time is, why are there no Muslims on Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the future.
Yeah. It's really mean.
Well, there's no religion of any kind on Star Trek.
There isn't.
You know, yeah. It's like...
It's a fucking play. You put anything in there.
Except the Bajorans are the closest to Muslims on Star Trek. Because like, they have a faith that, you know, inspired them to do terrorism.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Right, and as we know...
I mean, it was justified, don't get me wrong.
Two. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were resisting a military occupation, but... Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. in asymmetrical warfare, you know, things happen.
Absolutely. Where was Captain Kirk shooting down Bajorian children for flying kites?
No, it was the Cardassians were killing
the Cardassians. Mm.
The Cardassians were Israel.
The Cardassians are Israel.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
The bad guys are... What is the Dominion? It's the Shapeshifters, the Cardassians, and
The Vorta, and then the Jem'Hadar.
Okay.
Damn, that's a cool name.
Will, you missed it. We did a whole Gene Roddenberry thing on the show recently. You would have loved it.
You know Gene Roddenberry got pussy?
Yeah, Gene Roddenberry got a lot of pussy. We found that out.
Well, his wife is a recurring character throughout all of the Star Trek series.
And they had an open relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he fucked
he wouldn't stop fucking.
Yeah. He couldn't stop fucking.
He's like, yo, you know I got to get my space pussy. I invented space. You expect me not to clean up on it? I'll put you in the show.
I'm getting green pussy.
Yeah. That's the whole point. You get to think up a type of bitch, hire an actress to look that way, and then fuck her.
Yeah.
It's truly more powerful than God.
Yeah. Gene Roddenberry's widow, because, like, you know, he died, I think, probably, like, early into Next Generation, and coincidentally, that's when the show started getting good.
You're gonna put his widow, ashes.
Majel Barrett went on to be. She played Troy's mother over many episodes of the show, and was also the voice of the computer on all of the.
So
the Federation
she kept getting her checks.
She stayed in that bag for
respect,
sure.
Respect.
I was thinking about this the other day because I've been watching, you know, I've been doing a lot of self-care recently. And for me, like, you know, Star Trek.
Your skin looks good.
That's my comfort space.
Right.
You know, like,
of course.
Cisco is my comfort character.
Yeah.
But on the second episode of
Star
Trek.
He's insane, by the way.
Avery Brooks or Captain Cisco?
Avery Brooks.
Oh, yeah, he seems like.
Have you seen that documentary that's like the captains?
No.
It's just interviews with all of the captains.
I mean, he's my favorite, but I can see he has that energy.
He's crazy.
No, but in the very second episode of Next Generation, which was sort of like a big risk to relaunch the show with a wholly new cast or whatever, Data gets his dick off on the second episode of that show.
Wait,
the second and only time.
Wait, he becomes trans?
No.
He gets
pussy.
In the second episode, Data gets pussy?
Yep.
From who?
The one who dies in the blonde-haired one who dies. Fuck, what's her name? Tasha Yar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Damn, he fucks Tasha?
Yep, he fucks Tasha Yar on the second episode.
Tasha's got a thing, dude. You know she fucks. Yeah. She's probably the most fuckable character on Next Generation.
It was the second episode, and it was like a take on the famous original Star Trek episode with the naked time where they're like on some ice planet and something gets unfrozen that's like some sort of pathogen that, like, when it is introduced into the body, like, sort of makes people lose all of their inhibitions and sort of, like, bring out their innermost self. And, like, Tasha Yar just comes on to him super hardcore. And there's the famous line where Data says, like, you know, I am fully functional.
My dick is fully functional.
Just fucking Gene Roddenberry in a Western suit with his bolo tie. Just on the casting couch, he's like, "Well, on this one,
well, the virus makes you do whatever
it's
the
a
fuck
virus.
I tell you,
it's a virus that makes people lose all their inhibitions. Is the idea? So we kind of channeled that, and we'll play back and forth, and we'll see if you're right for this. So you imagine you're infected with this virus. I am too. And scene. Let me see your pussy.
Let me see your pussy.
And we're now in the scene.
The scene has started and your pussy is not out. Why?
Why is your pussy
one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and four, you do not get the roll. Three,
Uno, Texas, Dose, Texas,
very
Trace,
nice.
Texas.
Very nice.
I don't count with Mississippi, I count with Texas. I count in Spanish and I count with Texas. Why? Because I got a virus in me.
I got a virus.
That has removed my inhibition. See how well I'm getting into the character? I still don't see me no aceche, no pussy tatas. You know what that means? It means pull your pussy out. Mamacita. Let's go. Let's go. I'm burping up salsa over here. I'm getting indigestion. I had migas for breakfast, and I'm burping them up because you're giving me anxiety by now.
I'm not showing me your pussy.
I'm not seeing your pussy. I'm just imagining lawsuits, and that's not where I want. That is not where you want me to be. Okay? I drive a Coupe de Ville. You know how big the trunk is in that fucking thing? You think you're the first actress to not pull her pussy out? Go ahead. See what happens. See how I became the king of space.
Dude, that Roddenberry killer instinct. You either give him pussy or you perish.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your two choices.
That's my prime directive.
Pussy or perish?
Is getting pussy.
Yeah, dude. So, shouts out to him yet again. The king. The real ass dude of the week, Gene Roddenberry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
So, are you guys enjoying your sojourn here in the Berkshires?
We've enjoyed it a lot. Yeah,
we love it here, man.
Mm-hmm. We made the fire today in the other room. We got a fireplace.
Yeah, we should sit around the fire and watch a fucking movie.
Yeah, there's a TV in the fireplace room too.
Of course, dude. We should finally watch Battlefield Earth.
I'm thinking we should get
the Mario Party going. Mario Party doesn't have enough boards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I don't like about it. And they should bring back the dueling gun.
It's only four boards, right?
There's no guns anymore?
The dueling glove, sorry.
I like the dueling glove.
There was a glove you would slap people across the face with. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go to one of these Antifa protests and slap somebody with a glove.
Right.
And they're like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I don't know. I feel like we don't have balls anymore. And if I feel like dueling is going to come back.
Trump rallies and like Antifa street brawls, like everyone sort of kitted themselves out with this like order by mail armor.
Yeah,
and shit like that. Like I'm just imagining someone rocking like two Nintendo Power Gloves.
Yeah. Well, you should
slapping the fuck out of people. I want to go to a protest, but dressed as like a foppish dandy, like the part of like the Scarlet Pimpernel, and bring like a fencing sword and just see who kicks my ass. You know what I mean?
Like you just have a costume that's so incongruous that like it just makes everyone wonder, like, you know,
yeah.
what side is he on?
What's the point? Help them and unite against you.
Yeah.
Really play the peacemaker by getting your ass kicked.
Isn't there a guy that basically dresses like that? Isn't there some guy that dresses like it's the 1800s?
I would say that, like, you know, in a good chance, if you're the more elaborate your costume is at one of these things, like, the more likely that you're on the MAGA side of things.
Right. In terms of, like, armor and, like, that kind of bullshit.
Yeah, like if you're like 300 Revolutionary War,
they're going for like special forces, and they landed Moonrise Kingdom. It's always just this like gay like boy on a journey outfit.
Yeah, they're like Boy Scouts.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I like the really fat guys that are wearing like a bulletproof vest that just like don't even cover
their titties.
Tits.
Come out, yeah. Their side tits are spilling over.
They're just squirting out the side.
That rocks, yeah.
I'm going to go as the black guy from Twisted Metal who's got arms as wheels.
That's cool.
Axel.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
See who gets mad at that.
Yeah.
I would just go as from Road Warrior. I would put spikes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would fucking... That would be my shit. That's how I'd be MAGA style.
Just I would look go like as Bowser.
Bowser, hell yeah, dude. I would put on fucking shoulder pads, and put spikes on.
Is that John Wick Bowser?
Dude, shoulder pads. I'm going to have tight leather pants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stuff so my cock looks awesome.
Yeah.
I found a website that sells pretty realistic looking cocks.
Yeah.
That I guess it's for trans people to put like their like real
their
cocks.
Zipper?
Yeah.
Dude, they look awesome, and because I thought it would be funny to pretend to cut your dick off in front of somebody.
Yeah, remember like, those fake dicks?
I pulled my knife.
Those fake dicks I made for that sketch thing.
Yeah, those are good.
Thank you.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
Why do they sell pretty realistic penises for people who are looking to like cheat on a drug test? So I think this should be like the next
yeah,
step.
Yeah, I mean,
up.
Dude, these were fucking. There were so many different. Types. There were so many different skin tones. They looked real. Because I pulled one time to fuck with my roommate, I pulled a knife out, and then you know, usually you pretend you're going to stab him, but I was like, I was feeling inspired. So I pulled my cock out and held the knife to my dick. And I was like, fucking, you know, give me $100. Wow. I don't remember what I said, but I was like, I'm going to do it.
Animal House style.
I'm going to cut my dick off. And how funny it would be to cut your dick off in front of somebody else. So if it's a realistic looking dick to go in front of somebody you don't know very well and chop the head off, that would be pretty funny.
Wasn't there some famous like French performance artist that like cut his dick off on stage in front of a theater full of people? But it was like right before he did it, like a car backfired outside, so everyone like looked outside. They're like, "What?"
Nuh-uh.
I'm not sure about that.
That would be awesome.
But I think there was a famous. It was some like you know
Van Gogh famously cut off his dick.
Sent it to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll suck this now, bitch.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a place where you can cut your own dick off.
Really?
Yes.
Where is that?
MacWeldon.com.
I thought they sell... See, that's interesting because as far as I know, they just sell really high quality basics.
Yeah. They
Well, it wicks underwear. So much of the moisture away from you that you're spurting blood.
You barely
blood.
Don't even
just chopping off your dick.
MacWeldon underwear is so nice that you'll cut your own dick and balls off because you want the underwear to be the showpiece.
Yeah. Not your dick.
Of your body, your central region.
Yeah. Mm. I'm sick of my bulge.
I mean? I'm sick of my cock. Everyone being so... fucking disoriented.
They want to pull off my MacWeldon.
I'm tired of women using me for my dick. I want them to appreciate my underwear.
Yes.
Yeah.
I find myself.
I want them to rub their pussies up and down my underwear.
I'm tired of being used for my cock.
Me too, mate.
I'm trying to be used for my underwear.
For my silver.
If you want to be just a sexual object. Mm-hmm. Go to MacWeldon.com.
How many times have you had, you know, you're with a lady, it's getting heavy, she's unbuckling your jeans, you're like,
Oh yeah.
She takes her pants off, she sees the MacWeldon underwear, she's like, her eyes light up.
Mm-hmm. She's like, then, oh my God, can you take these off and can I stuff these in my pussy?
It gets a bit further, she pulls out, you know, the moneymaker, and it's just, you know, her face just goes blank.
Yeah.
You could see her.
Yeah,
just all the light go out behind.
She's like, oh,
she's
man.
She's like, put your underwear. It's like, underwear is so good, she'll ask you to put your dick back.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time, Will. And like I was saying, I have to take the underwear off
ball
it up and put that in her pussy. And that's what she has sex with. Well, I'm just sitting there with my soft dick and I'm jacking it off with just my thumb and my first finger. Mm-hmm.
And
it's not hard.
Is this hot?
Because I'm
hot.
Saying, do you like this? Am
is
I a fucking slut? I'm a fucking little bitch.
I'm a slut. I'm OnlyFans.
Fuck my MacWeldon. And so MacWeldon has cucked me on many occasions.
Oh, shit. They just added this year of underwear thing. It's like you can just get like a whole supply.
For an entire year.
Yeah, because they used to only have like a 3-pack, and then they were out of stock for a while.
Yeah.
I spent like months trying to get...
Because your dick feels so good in these fucking underwear.
Yeah, no, I literally threw out all my other underwear, and I only got MacWeldon shit now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick this up.
How much is a year of underwear?
It's $272.
That's a fucking steal.
It is
for a whole year.
Well, yeah, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Fellas, are you tired of buying new underwear every time you take a shit?
Every single time.
Look at this box it comes in. Imagine I would put that in my living room.
That's a beautiful box.
Wow.
And then when bitches come over, I'm like, guess who doesn't wear diapers?
It's that time of year. Like an advent calendar for a new fresh piece of underwear.
It does look like an advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
That's real nice.
It's Christian underwear.
Mm. Yep. They sell a lot of shit, not just underwear.
Not just underwear. There's some kind of promo code or something.
There's a promo code that you could use. You could buy shirts, crew necks. This shit's antimicrobial. It wicks.
Anti-guy-clobial.
Mm-hmm.
Cumtown 20, good. Which we'll mention later, but I just want to make sure that I have it.
Okay.
And that'll get you 20%
We'll mention
off,
it
right?
later. We don't have to talk about it now.
Yeah. Cumtown 20 is the...
Okay. That's the promo code,
That's
folks.
The promo code.
That's the motherfucking promo
That's
code.
That's a promo code. No, it's real easy. It comes in a nice... Because I like all my shit nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like my shit nice,
I'm tired of buying... for years, just living off... a pair of underwear from Dollar General I bought after shitting myself.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
While drunk. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, let's see how long this pair lasts.
Yep.
And the answer was 11 years.
Stayed in the rotation. Yeah. Get all the bullshit underwear out of the rotation.
Throw out the bullshit underwear. I'm telling you, you gotta start from the foundation up. You treat exactly yourself right. You get a nice, comfortable pair of underwear. You put that on. You get nice socks.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Get a t-shirt. Get a crew neck.
You wear a nice t-shirt. You put all that on. And then you stay on the couch all day doing heroin.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. But you look so good.
But you feel good.
And your cock gets bigger.
It does.
It makes it grow.
Now that I'm a podcast millionaire, I never wear the same pair of underwear
like
twice.
Dame Dash.
Like Dame Dash with socks. Yeah, I do it for underwear.
Right.
And I don't use toilet paper either. I wipe my ass with each the underwear. New pair of underwear. Yeah. But I'm not an asshole. I'm not just being wasteful. I donate all the soiled underwear to a clothing drive.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say, you know, homeless shelters, they you know, people donate the winter coats, but they don't have the socks.
They don't have Max underwear.
You drop it all off, and the woman behind the counter is like, "What the fuck?" And it's like, "That's not very." Army of you, soldier.
Right.
That's you better fall in line.
Right. Yep.
And then you
General Salvation won't like that very much.
And you remind them of their duty.
Who is your commanding officer, people? Lady?
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Santa Claus.
Santa.
Yeah. Santa's
probably Santa Claus.
Santa's the Brigadier General of that whole fucking shit.
Do they still do what happened to the Santa? So you never see this
coronavirus.
Salvation. No, I mean, for years it was gone. This is another thing.
No, Santa's been out.
Salvation Army Santa, gone in the last couple of years, and also snake guys in New York, gone.
Snake guys?
Like a snake
Remember
guy
the guys
on the
that would wear snakes?
Oh, yeah.
They disappeared in like 2015, 2016.
That's a shame.
You're right. I haven't seen a guy with like a python on the subway
That used to be a thing. There was just always like fucking snake guys.
Were you the one, or maybe it was Christina, somebody saw...
Cometown20MacWeldon.com. Get 20% off your order.
Off.
If you don't like the underwear, you can call them and complain, and they will refund you.
That's what I was going to say.
And you get to keep the underwear.
And they also have a whole long line of basics like t-shirts, sweatpants.
I already said that.
We already said that. They got a duffel bag. They also got a loyalty program now. MacWeldon Blue, you sign up, you get that year of underwear. You get some kind of points. You can spend it on the fucking socks or the shirts.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm.
Antimicrobial, silver line.
They call it MacWeldon Blue because it's the opposite of what your balls will be.
Yeah,
it's cops you're going to be getting only. Pussy, and it's you police, can only be a cop.
Police only. This is veteran-owned underwear.
It's a veteran-owned, veteran-owned company. Yeah.
They came up with
one
the
of the
idea
leg holes
when they're
is sealed
Bora.
Up.
Mm-hmm. They come pre-sealed up.
Pre-sealed up with extra small dick area, and one of the legs is sealed up for veterans. It's a camo. Right. You sell camo dickless underwear for veterans. Absolutely no space in the dick
no
area.
No space for the cock area.
After your dick when balls were liberated from your body in Berlin by a team of the world's greatest surgeons. After you have your dick was replaced with pieces of a Humvee transmission.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Don't even bother trying to buy this if you haven't put a machine gun in a Afghani child's face, because you won't get it, you fucking regular pieces of shit. So if you're one of those guys with no dick, no leg, and you served the U.S. honorably, go to MacWeldon.com, use promo code COMETOWN20.
A big thing now, though, is the former operators who come home from war and don't immediately, sign up for some private mercenary force is like they have all these coffee company like Black Rifle Coffee. There's like Operator Coffee.
Yeah,
and they're like.
Yeah, because
don't drink Starbucks like
you
some
want,
fucking
exactly.
pussy.
If you're not gay,
in the culture wars, the coffee house. Is like they think that that's the bastion of liberal, or leftist, revolutionary life.
Yeah, there's all these things that rednecks like that they like have to just pretend like there isn't an inconsistency because it has nothing to do with ideology. It's just nice coffee is good.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then what I loved for a while is that the cultural nexus of America was small town Starbucks. That, had replaced whatever mom and pop shop. Walmart destroyed or just replaced the local economy.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they have a Starbucks where guys would go to
Which is a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, which became this like became this like public forum. You know, I mean, you could go in there and you like point your gun at the barista and be like,
write Trump on my
cup. Yeah. Write Jesus. Write Jesus is real on into the Pledge of Allegiance. And you're gonna say the Pledge of Allegiance with me, and I'm gonna put it, I got a GoPro hooked up to my head. And this is all being broadcast on Twitch immediately.
That's right.
And they're like, sir, we can't do that. And they're like, wow. Really?
I'm being discriminated against.
It's so funny that conservatives spent like a decade trying to cancel Starbucks and it didn't work. And then like now they're getting canceled and they're like, but this isn't fair.
What the hell? Yeah, nice try, redneck.
Try to get Starbucks in trouble for not like, I mean, what an awful position. Not that you should feel bad for a company, but Starbucks just like they had nowhere to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just no matter what, they're making a wrong. The putting people's names on cups was the worst thing that ever fucking happened.
Yeah. It's giving people too much freedom.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I think Starbucks will continue to be a cultural battleground. And I think like for a good 30% of the country, if they want to get, you know, a latte or a nice mochaccino or something, they will be demanding that, they will be saying that their name is, you know, Trump was legitimately elected.
Right.
Biden stop is the steal. Imposter. Yeah. Stop the steal.
My name is Stop the Steal. That's my name. Put it on the card.
My name at Starbucks is Stuff is Gay.
What the fuck? What the fuck did you just
say? Slap dude, him. That's my name at Starbucks.
Fuck, slap his body.
Fuck you, dude.
Slap his press.
Just fuck you. Relax, dude.
Touch his breasts.
I'm not. You're not going to say that.
I've never actually done it.
You're not going to fucking disrespect me.
I've never actually done it at a Starbucks.
You're not going to disrespect me where they sell bacon Gruyere egg bites.
It was a throwaway comment.
Those are good.
Those are awesome.
Very good. The sous vide egg bites
yes.
at Starbucks.
They are very good.
Yes. Come Down is brought to you by the sous vide.
I wish it were. I wish it was. I love sous vide.
I'm
going
to reach out
to Starbucks.
I like their pastries too. People sleep on them.
Yeah.
The pastries are fine, but the sous vide egg bites are
the espresso brownies. The
you
cake
can't really
pops.
Fuck up biscotti. It's just let's
well, those it. Are just packaged from
exactly.
another company.
That's fine. Yeah.
What but do you think the fucking pastries are? Think
no,
they
that's,
bake them fresh.
The yeah, they have artisan. They have artisan.
Their scones, are bullshit.
Making
the scones taste like something. The
scones
I'd make
can it, suck my dick. And
I'd
balls.
Make it home when I was drunk.
I've never gotten a scone.
And I was like, let me make shitty bread and put blueberries in it. And
I would, having said that, I would eat a scone right now.
I'll make you scones. I'll
That'd
make you good
awesome.
Scones.
Do you really know how to make scones?
Yeah, they're easy.
Is it just, what is it?
It's just flour and water and blueberry, and then you get trash and put it in the oven.
Okay, that doesn't sound
you
like enough ingredients.
You don't
make
dude.
Blueberry scones.
Is there eggs
you
or
just
milk
push it with
no,
your hand.
Butter?
Just flour and water and blueberry.
It's matzo.
That's how you
that
make
would be so shitty.
That would taste like absolute dog
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's just that's Starbucks
that's
scones at home.
I'd love to see Nick on the Bake Off.
On the Great British Bake Off?
Yeah.
But I don't really know how to bake shit. I've been making those like Chinese buns.
Those look good.
And it's relatively
bao.
Easy. Yeah, bao. Yeah.
Bao.
Making that gelatin, I still have not figured out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the next. Once all this is
You'll
over,
you'll get there, buddy.
I'm committing the next 3 months of my life to making Xiaolong Bao.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Xiaolong Bao.
Yeah.
I just realized Bao is the fucking means dumpling, I guess.
Little Bao Wow.
And Xiaolong, it means some other shit.
Xiaolong is the basket.
Really?
Yeah. Xiaolong means like little basket.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So your dick is a Xiao dick?
Hmm.
No.
Dick is Xiaolong dick? Is your dick?
It's a long dick. You're right.
Xiaolong.
Nope, we all
sorry.
Agreed after the stuff is
well,
gay, we'd
look,
be
who,
nice.
Look who walked right into
no,
that.
No, I didn't. I said little basket dick.
You said your dick is a long dick. Well,
no, I said, I didn't say long.
Yeah,
did I say long?
You did.
Xiaolong dick. Xiaolong dick.
Xiao. That's an exclamation.
Xiao.
Yeah,
long dick.
Yeah.
No, that's not
Xiao,
how I
babe.
Said it.
Yeah.
I said I didn't say chow.
Chinese, that's chow a funny man. Language.
I didn't say chow long dick.
They're just going around, ching this, ching that. What if your name is Ching?
So
how do you tell the difference between that and the rest of the language? That's true, Jerry.
Can you imagine meeting a guy named Stop Sign?
That's why you're the best in the biz, Jerry.
Imagine meeting a guy named How's It Going?
That's true.
That's that what it's like over there. Woo! And then it's an episode where Elaine dates a Chinese guy.
Yeah.
I loved how Seinfeld, every single person that wasn't Jewish was just like the biggest caricature of all time.
Yeah.
It was like Jewish people then ever like a Latino was like, hey man, I'm just trying to cut hair.
Yeah.
And it's like the barber.
Yes.
The black guy was just an even more Johnny Cochran type guy. Just Kramer's lawyer.
Soup restaurant guys.
Who told you to suck my penis?
Who told you to give me
I didn't tell you to suck my penis.
That guy was a funny character.
He's a great character.
Yeah.
Like, they try to do, like, Latino characters, but they fuck it all up. It's, like, on the Upper West Side of New York, and, like, every... They try to do a Latino character, and he's, like, a cholo from, like, East L.A. Yeah. He's got, like, fucking a flannel and, like, Dickies on and a shaved head.
Yeah.
It's like, and hey, Jerry, man, what's up?
What's going on?
Jerry living... 2.5 minutes walking from those neighborhoods.
Yeah. I love Danny Trejo's episode of Seinfeld.
You just love saying salsa. It makes you wonder how. What are Chinese people? How would they say it?
How would they say salsa?
Well, they'd probably say some kind, some variation of ching or chong.
Jerry,
it's a very complex language, actually.
Jerry, suck a dick.
Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
But that would be great if every episode started with him bombing and being.
That would be way funnier if you edited out the laughs.
Yeah, the laughs come out.
Fuck you. We want to see Elaine's pussy.
I've gotten pussy.
Where's Elaine's pussy?
Sure, I've gotten pussy.
I love getting pussy.
Has anyone...
Your girlfriend's 12 years old, you fucking rapist.
Yeah, but look at her tits.
Has anyone...
she's got huge tits.
Over the entire run of Seinfeld, has anyone, like, tabulated or, like, just chalked up how many guys Elaine has fucked over the course of the show?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's probably not that many.
Say she is trash.
Jerry probably fucks a lot more.
Elaine, I saw the spreadsheet.
George fucks all the time on that show.
And he doesn't even have a job for most of the show.
Yeah, no, like, because, I mean, the joke is that, like, you know, oh, like, he's the loser or whatever. But he's dated probably like 80 women on the show.
Believe me, I know.
He's dated some dimes.
Jerry, I've gotten too much pussy, Jerry. My dick is going to fall off, Jerry. I'm George.
Elaine. We got to talk about this list. Yeah, someone on Reddit sent it to me. Jerry's got his own subreddit. He's a comedian, and basically everyone in his life is stalked and harassed by the Jerry Seinfeld fans. I put together a list of how many people you've had sex with. It's way too many.
Too many.
Yeah, it's too many, so I'm going to, we're going to break up.
I remember she had some guy fly in from Oakland to give her pussy, to give her cock. Remember that guy? And she had to get him, she lost.
A sponge.
She didn't get him, she didn't get him to the airport on time, but he was annoying.
She needs a sponge to clean up all the cum.
She was, that is what that is about, right?
Yeah.
You put a sponge in your pussy and it gets the cum up?
Yeah.
I can't believe that was a form of birth control.
Yeah, we used to put a lot of things in women's cunts.
I believe the original diaphragm pioneered by French brothels in, like, I don't know, probably the 18th or 19th century, it was a citrus rind. It was basically a lemon.
You put a lemon in your pussy?
It was just put up there. And actually the citric acid does work as a kind of a spermicide.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder how that feels in your pussy. Probably not that good.
Yeah, probably not great.
I remember learning in health class that girls used to shake up Diet Coke and spray it into the...
Right. Yeah, they put Mentos in Diet Coke.
You put a Mentos in a Diet Coke if someone comes in.
Is that how that started?
They put it up their hoo-ha.
That's an abortion.
It was a viral marketing.
That's how you do an abortion.
That's how you do an abortion.
There was a cross,
you put a Mentos and Diet Coke in your pussy and it blows it the fuck out.
There was a commercial where a police officer fucks Kylie Jenner and he nuts inside of her. And then she's like, now I'm going to have a baby. And he hands her a Pepsi.
He bends her Diet Pepsi. And then the guy from the Mentos commercial comes out, too. Yeah. And he's like,
Mentos freshness kill a baby. Mentos freshness. Now you don't have to pay child support.
Mentos, the baby killer.
Yep, take that, you fucking fetus piece of shit. You fucking theoretical bitch ass fetus.
No, man.
Because my
I can't wait for Amy Comey to just come in to and take away abortion. And
she's
then,
banning Mentos.
And then, Mentos is going to fly. Mentos stock is going to fly through the roof once they fucking overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, and then I'll have to have a kid. Then they can't get rid of it.
Mm. You love getting abortions.
I love it.
You love that Planned Parenthood waiting room.
Yeah. All thanks to Amy Comey.
Amy Comey. Amy Cummy.
I like beer.
I feel like those have all probably already been run through on Twitter. Every iteration of the Amy Coney Barrett puns.
Of her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amy.
What about Amy Coney 2020?
Amy Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Amy.
Let's see if we can take it to another level.
All right.
Okay. What the fuck is that sound?
It's the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one. Ang Lee Coney Barrett.
That's good. That's actually really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the Hulk.
It's the director, Ang Lee.
Is the Hulk not getting an abortion or something?
Any given Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, just that?
Yeah,
it's just that. Amy given Sunday?
You know.
he's giving the motivational speech in an abortion clinic.
Yeah.
You're going to be clawing.
Yeah, we're going to dig her out.
Inch by inch to stop that next click.
Inch by inch, cell by cell. The only thing I'm on is trimesters. Well, I forget. I can't.
We live this life one trimester at a time.
Yeah. I wish I could remember that speech.
That's that.
Any Given Sunday is a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
It's like it's a later Oliver Stone, but like it's like a 2-hour line of cocaine.
It rules. Yeah.
Like,
and everyone in it is awesome.
I saw
Lawrence Taylor. Fucking
Lawrence Taylor.
God,
Taylor,
he
Cameron
in that
Diaz,
movie.
Isn't it?
Cameron Diaz and they're like that.
Right when I fucked her. Actually.
I saw. I saw
Jamie Foxx.
Excellent stuff.
Thanks, man.
I fucked her with the mask, actually.
I saw Jamie Foxx on like Conan when that came out. Mm. And he explained that Al Pacino kept spitting in his mouth while talking. So I think about that like constantly. He was like, yeah, he'll yell and just like he'd be spitting into my mouth while like doing the scenes, and I have to like focus because there's spit.
Oh yeah, he said like he had like one of the white things in the corner of your mouth, like a fleck, and just like sort of like he's like, why don't you do the fucking plays that I call? And, like it just jumped from his lip to just the corner of Jamie Foxx's lip. So he was just trying to do the rest of the scene, like not touching his lips together
to get
that Al juice on him.
Steaming Willie Beeman, dude.
Okay. And James Woods in Any Given Sunday.
That's true.
Yeah. As the team doctor. Remember the scene where he gets fired?
The scene where he's a doctor where he prescribes Blue Chew.
Where Jamie Foxx's dick doesn't get hard.
Jamie Foxx's penis does not work. He also talked about his cock in that Conan interview. Did you see that episode of Conan?
I think I remember the one you're talking about, but I don't think I quite remember the what about his dick.
Well, he's talking about fucking both Al Pacino spitting in his mouth, and he also mentions that his dick was bigger than everyone else's.
That rocks. That's such an awesome thing to casually drop in there.
Yeah, but it's also too, they have to like feed the questions to the host, so Conan has to be like, now your dick is huge.
The pre-interview.
Yeah, let's why don't you tell us a bit about that?
How big your dick
how
is.
How big your dick. Yeah. So you have a very big dick.
No, I was just thinking the scene with James Woods where he gets fired from the team by Al Pacino, and then he's got his girlfriend there or whatever, and he's like, all right, fuck it, I'm out of here. All right, let's go. And he's like, come on, babe. And then she just goes, no, I'm gonna hang back and I'm gonna stay here too. And he's like, really? Okay, all right. How do you like getting gang raped by a bunch of Neanderthals? And it was just like, it's like with James Woods, like in that role, as in any role with James Woods, I really have to question, like, did he know the camera was on? Or like he knew the camera was on enough to stop him, but you could just you could tell where that
like
was going.
He was like, well, come on. It's where what he would say. I'm the character. Yeah. I'm an actor.
I just really watched Oliver Stone's Nixon. And James Woods plays H.R. Alderman in that movie. Oh. And there's a scene where he's complaining about the New York Times
not being hard also because he's on BlueChew.com. No, go ahead. I'll figure out a way to do it.
He's talking about the New York Times, and he refers to the Sulzberger family as gold merchants from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And again, I wonder if that was in the script or that was more just James Woods.
I think that's
movie
what
magic.
You get when you get James Woods. Yeah, that's I remember that, and another thing I remember
is that if you like sex,
you'll love BlueChew.com.
And also remember, James Woods famously has a very large cock.
Really?
And I think he keeps it that way through
BlueChew.
Through BlueChew.
Yeah. Yep.
It's also, too, that's why Jamie Foxx had to bring that up in that interview.
Because his dick.
Yeah, because James Woods was just going around, he's like, well, I bet you didn't expect that from a racist.
Huh? Yeah. This must really annoy black guys.
Bet you didn't think I had a big racist tall.
I'm racist and I have your thing.
Yeah.
But no matter, no matter what, I stole this from you.
Yeah, I'm better at rap and my dick is huge.
Yeah. Now, no matter what size your cock is, whether it's small like Adam's or huge like mine, mm-hmm. you want to use BlueChew.com to get your dick hard. Because odds are...
Or whatever your race is.
Or whatever your race is. It works make that clear. On almost every race.
There was
race.
Some confusion on the last read when we said Chinese people were not allowed to use Bluetooth. And we would like to issue a correction.
Yeah, we'd like to issue a correction. We're on pretty sure on our Chinese people can use it.
Yeah,
Chinese
those are people bad.
Are allowed.
We're almost 95% sure, I'm going to say, that they're allowed. So here's the thing. What you want is to get your dick hard no matter the situation. Mm-hmm. And
well, you know I want that.
And instead of, you know, maybe exercising a little bit more, watching what you eat, mm-hmm. or trying to form a romantic bond with somebody where your dick works.
Solve your problem
with the fucking pills, baby, yeah. just like everything else. Yeah. Keep doing drugs. Go to BlueChew.com. You don't have to talk to a doctor.
I love the way they taste. I take them when there's no even not even a chance I'm going to beat off that day.
That's right.
It's just it's a they. Have you tried?
I was going to ask you guys. I've never tried.
Wow.
Yeah, Will.
Will.
And I'm saying like you know.
Me and Stav have stockpiled.
If you want some, I think I have some in my book bag.
We signed up
for someone who. You know, like doesn't usually have a problem achieving or maintaining an erection.
Wow. Look at this guy coming on my fucking podcast. That's a real Jamie Foxx move over here, Will. Right. Talking about how you're the only guy whose dick gets hard on the podcast.
Blocked. Yeah. Troll.
We're going to have to edit that.
We're going to have to edit that out, Will.
This is finally the falling out of the Brooklyn podcast community. It started with the Cumtown Chapel falling out.
Bullshit!
You thought it would be the Cumtown Red Scare split that did it in, but it wasn't. It was Will.
It's
falling.
Will getting his dick hard.
Here's the thing. You just think your dick works.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the passage of time.
Well, I was
going to
say, maybe it's not working as well as it could.
It certainly is
and
not.
I was just saying, like, you know, if I take a Blue Chew, will it be like in Fast and Furious when they hit the nitrous injection?
It will 100%
it's
be like
it's like, you know, do you remember getting glasses for the first time?
Well, I've never need to wear glasses.
Well, that's another one. Well, one day you'll need
this physical specimen, dude.
Wow.
This physical specimen.
You put glasses,
specimen.
When you need perfect. Glasses and you get glasses for the first time when you're like 20 or whatever, and you're like, holy shit, that's what clouds look like?
Yes.
There's all this stuff that you didn't think was just mush.
Right.
Like your dick.
Exactly.
You take Blue Chew and it's like glasses.
What the hell?
Your dick.
This
will,
is where, exactly.
Will Blue Chew help me not bust within 30 seconds?
No.
Of getting
no, that's but right, you though. Will be able to fuck right after. Like, not right
not
after,
right
but.
After. Come on.
But sooner than however you normally takes you to fuck after busting. You will be able to fuck sooner.
I just want psychologically.
Sooner, like about 72 hours or
about
so.
70, yeah. It'll have your time. So you're looking at about 72 hours.
Yeah.
But here's what I'll say, Will. Look, does my dick technically get hard? Sure. If I get it sucked a lot, if we stop, we get some breathers, I'm getting top, I'm getting in the pussy for a second. Specific. If I'm in, can I take it out?
If you've
no,
got an
Oculus it's
got to
stay until
on.
I bust or it's going to be go soft.
It's maybe the same generic but ingredients as Viagra.
Exactly. With those generic ingredients, now I'm really fucking.
It's a subscription model. You sign up, they send the pills to you. There's no in-person doctor visit, no waiting, nothing like that.
No bullshit.
No
just
bullshit.
A hard dick.
They got it. They do a Skype meeting. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just give you the pills.
I did sometimes they meeting. Say, yeah. Well, if your dick is real small, they check. But me and Nick never did a Skype
they're
meeting.
Like, yeah, we can tell the weakness of your wrists based on how you typed in the website.
Yeah.
And we're worried this might be a 3-year-old girl trying to get medicine.
So we have to do a Skype meeting to make sure you're not an infant. Yeah.
An infant girl.
A child, a baby.
They made me show my equipment.
Your cock, yeah.
And the back, the
they made you
the
show
rectum.
Hole, too.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to know if your prostate was healthy.
It's delay. The nurse practitioner, she said, turn around. Then I had to bend down and I had to cough.
She was like, stick something up your ass.
And then a bunch of change came out of my ass.
Right.
Because I was always smuggling. I don't know when a new Holocaust might start.
That's true. You got to keep your fillings in there.
Yeah. He calls his asshole the annex, the secret annex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you, if you.
There's a little bookshelf tattooed on his asshole that he opens.
Nothing to see here, Nazis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they lets the Nazis go in there and find Anne Frank.
Right, but underneath.
He's got a tiny diary he puts in his ass.
Yep.
I snitch on Anne Frank.
At BlueChew.com. He hires men.
Go to BlueChew.com.
Go to BlueChew.com.
Get your penis so hard, it'll make you need. I'm gonna give you a dick pill, Will, and I want you to let me know how it goes for you.
And I know it's just four fellas in this house right now, but
you gotta take.
We're having a sleepover. You gotta take it.
Yeah, I brought some of my best pornos.
We're watching porn. Yep. We're getting chewed
up. Watching porn, and we're seeing how hard we can get our dicks, and we're using promo code Cumtown to get our first order free. We pay just $5 for shipping.
Yep. Yes, we are.
BlueChew.com.
That's what happens. The fellas come to the woods, and we see who's got the hardest dick. Yeah, not the biggest.
We do. We call it the James Woods Challenge.
James Woods Challenge.
Let me ask you something. I'm going to see, how does he sound? He's got like a weird... He's got like a weird.
I like him a lot as an actor.
Oh, he's great. He's good in everything.
Casino.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good.
The pimp. I love him.
Yeah.
I just watched a movie recently where he plays the dad, and his character is that he's incredibly anti-Semitic.
Virgin suicide.
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, my Jewish daughter keeps killing herself.
Who's the girl that plays?
My Jewish daughter. My kike daughters keep killing themselves.
Is that the plot of that movie?
It is. Yeah.
Suck along to my dick if you want me to be gay.
You find out that they're killing themselves because a woman directed the movie.
They're like, this is too shitty. This is too shitty to be a part of.
We thought, I love The Godfather. I just saw Coppola.
It's a bitch Coppola.
It's the lady Coppola.
No.
Get out of here. I love that. It's a 13-year-old girl being like, come on.
The fuck is this?
What the fuck is this? I thought it was a guy's movie.
I'll say something. I just rewatched Godfather 1 and 2. Godfather 1, not that good of a movie.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm going to get into dicey movie opinions. I just recently watched Apocalypse Now.
Up. Yeah.
No, it's good.
I had to dock it. It's honestly, good. Rewatch the last third of the movie with Brando is pretty shitty. I mean, I could be, you know, attacking.
It's
if
not
you want.
As good as the first.
It's like the first two thirds are incredible, but like you can totally tell that they didn't know what they were doing. Like, because
I agree, but
here's the thing, like.
Isn't it
Brando
because Brando's
is
fat and insane?
Well, yeah, because he was fat and insane, and
he wrote his own.
He
lines.
Wrote his own shit. Like, did he Coppola threw out Milius's the last part of his script. They didn't know what the fuck to do with the movie. Like, Brando wouldn't show up for days at a time.
Yeah, but just
the concept of him, he's playing an elite special forces colonel who's gone completely off reservation and has essentially been living with a guerrilla army in the jungle of Cambodia for 2 years, just doing assassinations, living in the bush. They show up and he's morbidly obese. It's just I was like, I'm sorry, this is stupid.
I'm with you, but I guess I surrendered to the movie, and it's just it's almost mystical, really. When you're in there.
It's true.
It's he's got some kind of otherworldly hold on these people, and that,
but okay, so then, and then Martin Sheen kills him and then just walks out of the temple and they're all looking at him. They're like, oh, I guess he's Kurtz now.
Yeah.
And they'll kill him. What?
I know. Listen, the end didn't make any sense, but it was fucking cool. Yeah. That movie's just I love a movie where it's it starts and it never stops.
Godfather 1 is everyone
is
acting.
Please shut the fuck
too
up.
Too much.
Please shut the fuck
Brando's
up.
And then Brando's trying to act
shut
not
the
all.
Fuck up.
I want to become one of
Godfather
those guys.
Godfather
1,
there. They're acting too much.
Dude, just rewatch.
What a
man.
Fucking retarded idea to have.
It's over the top. Sort of on a similar level because we're both guys who refer to Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 as just one
and
two.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy I am.
I am.
Pacino in 2, though. That's
Literally.
Cool.
I am one of those guys. Cool. And Adam is a fucking idiot.
I don't think I've ever seen Godfather Part 3.
Me neither.
I've seen it once. In fact,
I've only seen Godfather Part 2 maybe once. In my mind, I've seen all of them, and then I watch Godfather 1 again, and I'm like, oh, I've just turned this incredibly long movie into three movies in my mind.
Yeah.
It's so long. It's 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, Adam, please shut the fuck up.
All right, man.
With that fucking take.
I like the part where he puts the orange peel in his mouth and makes it, it looks like a monster.
It could just be that you liked the movie a lot as a kid. And yeah, yeah. It doesn't work on you.
It does hold up.
I'm sure if I watched Donnie Brasco again, I probably wouldn't think it's that good.
Yeah. It's a fugazi.
Actually, Donnie Brasco gets better the more times you watch it.
Really?
I've seen Donnie Brasco a million times. But that happened with Goodfellas. I watched Goodfellas again as an adult.
You're wrong about that, too, by the way.
No, I'm just saying it didn't do it for me in the way that Casino still works for me.
To me, Goodfellas is way more watchable. Gladiator, which when I was 15,
retard.
I hated that movie.
Retard alert.
When I was 15, it was my favorite
movie.
It sucks.
Gladiator does suck.
No, it doesn't suck. It's just
dumb. It's good as fuck. You're all dumb
as shit. You know what I rewatch like once a year that I still like a lot? Troy.
Troy. I've actually never seen Troy.
Troy's good, dude.
I saw it once, but
Gladiator rocks that movie's compared
too
to Troy.
Long, right?
What, Troy?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's like
I think it's just kind of muddled.
They had to cover the Aeneid. Of
I do remember when Brad Pitt does his first kill in the movie. It was
he kills Nathan Jones.
The very tall guy. Very tall guy.
The video of, it's from like Strongman 95 of Magnus Samuelson breaking his arm, I think. He breaks Nathan Jones'
arm.
Whoa. That video is awesome.
Doing like arm wrestling?
Arm wrestling, yeah.
Cool. Holy fuck, that rules.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because Magnus Samuelson, he's like Scandinavian or some shit, so he's like, I feel really bad. I think I broke his arm.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, I would watch Troy again. I just remember being hyped for Troy because I love Greek shit, and Brad Pitt was looking hot as fucking Achilles. And it, I don't know. I just remember it ending not satisfying, but I haven't seen it since I was a kid. But yeah. Goodfellas, I love it.
Well, like Troy is very much like a movie about kind of like tropes of masculinity and different ways to pursue being like a, it's like a good man project sort of type of movie.
I mean, the best thing you do when your homie dies is you wear his armor in battle so that people will think that you are him.
Yeah.
Right. Resurrected.
That's what there's Orlando Bloom.
I'm
going
to wear your condoms after you die and fuck with them.
Yeah. Orlando Bloom, who thinks he's in love with this bitch and is like destroying his father's kingdom and putting all of his countrymen to death so that he could get some pussy.
So get pussy.
So he's kind of like figuring out.
Who's he? Hector? Paris, right?
He's Paris.
Paris.
Yeah. And then... whatever. I mean, who gives a shit? It's not funny.
We're going to get into the whole Iliad right here.
The Iliad rules.
It's the Iliad, not the Aeneid. The Aeneid is the sequel, where it's you know, the refugees from Troy going to found the Rome.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It was Romulus and Remus.
That's the different version of the Roman myth.
Remus is what I call my dick. I'm about to Remus it into some pussy. Mm-hmm.
You're about to Remus your Remus into some pussy? What are you talking about?
Remus is my dick's name. Because I ream pussy. Oh, so wait, that's a different story than the
Aeneid? It's a different like myth about the founding of Rome, and then the Aeneid is Virgil is the one who founds Rome.
Mm. Here's Magnus Samuelson breaking Nathan Jones' arm. Look how much bigger Nathan Jones is. And Samuelson just shatters his fucking
arm. Can I see?
Yeah.
I used to watch that World's Strongest Man.
Oh, it was on ESPN2 all the time.
On ESPN2 when I was homesick from school.
Oh, shit, dude. Are you serious?
Wow, that guy is huge.
Ah! Fuck! They crunched his shit up.
Yeah.
Oh, you can Google the World's Strongest Man Classics 1995 Samuelson breaks.
I've probably broken his arm. Tendon or something. It's hard to say, but something is wrong with his arm. But I feel terrible that I have injured him.
Yeah,
me. That's what I say after I fuck.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry that I've broken your pussy.
I'm sorry that I have done damage to your pussy.
Your freaking hole has been bruised, that I've brought your brack out like a cuckoo clock. The door is too tiny. And I shove my dick in there and kill the whole dancing family.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I wish I was the world's strongest man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get fucking. I want to be a big strong guy.
Mm-hmm. They should do the world's strongest woman competition on TV.
Yeah, but it's all about their fortitude.
Which don't say they already do. They do. They do do it, but the joke is that nobody watches it.
Nice.
Who was it? Was it Tim Dillon that used to do the joke about like the WNBA just being funny? Like the idea that it's like, remember. What if we let bitches play basketball? Somebody had something.
That sounds similar to Shane's Special Olympics premise.
No,
right?
I'm trying to remember who the fuck used to do that. That joke.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember on account of my dick is too hard.
Is it?
No.
From BlueChew.com?
No, it's not.
Well, folks.
But I am about to take some Pepto-Bismol and play through the pain because we're about to get pizza.
We're about to get pizza.
I'm going to be like any given Sunday. I'm about to get shot up by James Woods. Just, before I get numbing agent so I can play. That's me tonight. I'm about to drink. I'm going to have so many edibles. I'm about to smoke a lot of joints. And I'm about to have Pepto-Bismol so I can eat like a whole pizza and some wings.
If you're stuck with your family this holiday, it's Christmas coming up, you don't want to deal with them, go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O.
That's right.
.com/cometown, and you can get access to...
And we'll be your family.
Our premium archive.
For money, though.
With I'll now, be your mom. I think 200, this is probably 200, about just about 200 episodes on there. Now, extra to listen to. I know that because of COVID, there's new people that are listening to this that don't realize yet that... This is a fascist show where we've repeated the jokes over and over again for 3 years. But
hopefully, before you realize that, you'll spend some money.
Check it out, and you can pick up shirts, too, at cum.town.
That's right.
That sounds good.
And a calendar, a 2021 Stabby Baby calendar. You want to get that
before 2021.
You want to order it before 2021. This is your last chance. It's about to be Christmas.
Will, I had the 2019 Stabby Baby calendar, but you know, not 2020 because this year has just been too fucked up.
Dude, yeah,
you
it's know, too it's fucked up.
2020,
bro.
Man. I mean, fucking,
it's a fucked
can't wait
up
to
year.
Say goodbye
fucking
to that
hell
year.
Hell year, am I right?
Yeah. That's all right. Correct.
Thanks, folks.
Thank.